We present Dracula. Now that Arthur Holmwood and Quincy Morris have been convinced of the existence of the vampire, the friends must find Count Dracula. But how? Dracula.
John, you must listen to me. We must do something. We must act.
I know what we should do. I know it is important, but after what we did with that thing, I can see her still writhing and thrashing and foaming blood all over her coffin, and I... Do you think cutting her head from... We both work with people who are damaged in the mind. We know enough, Professor. We know what can happen. I feel sick every time I think of it. I just want to get on with my work.
Well, I will have to hunt down this Count Dracula on my own. Maybe Madame Harker and her so helpful husband will help me.
Oh, damn you, sir! Damn you. Of course I will help you, but don't think I want any part of... I see her still with her mouth at that child's throat.
So. A cheerful task for you before I go away.
Yes.
I go to Paddington, and you come also.
Very well. And Quincy?
Oh, still in the country with Arthur. He too is not yet recovered. So, we work together again, John. And the esteemed Madame Mina Harker.
Dear boy, she will easily be to recognize. I recognize her myself, but I cannot stay. Research is to do. A telegram to send to her husband, the estimable Harker.
How on earth, in this crowd, am I supposed to recognize Mrs. Harker?
Look for the sweetest face girl you can see, and she it will be. Now, take her to Purfleet.
I'm not sure my asylum is the place for a young lady.
God says this is a strong girl. She has heard things and seen the result of such things you have never even dreamed of. So, a few locked-up lunatics will not disturb her sleep. In any case, I told her husband she would be there.
Damn it, man, you have the cheek.
The devil, yes. You read her papers and the journal of Harker.
It's dreadful.
Oh, so good. You have them in your mind. Keep them safe until my returning from Amsterdam. I have a person I must talk with before we begin the hunt. So, good morning to you.
Come in.
But, Professor, I... Damn the man, but he's infuriating at times.
Dr. Steele.
Yes, I am, Doctor. Mrs. Harker? How on earth did you recognize me?
I have read your description, sir, in the letters of our dear friend. And we met once, I believe. Though the circumstances gave you eyes only for one person, I am sure. It wasn't Whitby.
Ah, yes.
Has marriage changed me so much?
No, not at all. Come, we ought to go to my home. I believe your husband has been telegraphed?
Professor Van Helsing is a determined man, isn't he? Strange to be riding through these lanes, past hawthorn and cornfields, and to have such dark things over us. I pray that it can be beaten.
I have every faith in the professor, Mrs. Harker.
He said you too kept a record. May I read it, as you have read mine?
It is not exactly pleasant reading, Mrs. Harker, but of course...
Is Mrs. Harker down yet, sir?
She is reading. We can wait.
I'm late. I'm sorry.
No, please. We'll have dinner now, Hoskins.
Very good, sir.
Dr. Seward, I didn't know what to expect when I read you. I was most moved by the distress you suffered, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry if what I wrote upset you.
I was saddened, sir, because it showed me how much you have grieved. The anguish of your heart, your very soul, is there for all to understand.
Well, we have things to do now. And bury our grief in action, eh? Your husband...
is already working for the professor. Checking records, papers, reports. He is going to Whitby to follow some correspondence between his firm and the lawyers acting for the Count in some matter.
Is he fit enough?
We owe it to dear Lucy. We owe it to all the others in danger, to ourselves even, to get some peace.
Nothing, sir. Nothing, Mr. Harker. The late master kept a very close hand on some matters, sir. This was one of them. These overseas transactions were a mystery to me, sir. Half in French, half in German, a few in good old English.
We need to find any papers relating to Count Dracula, Pensniff. Any file, any paper, letter, bill, any receipt, any
there
note.
There was one thing, sir.
Here we are, sir. The private day book.
Good. Let me see. Dates, 6 months back.
No, earlier than that. I remember the first letter I penned, sir, was a year back, September.
Mrs. Wilson's emeralds? No. Damn it! Here it is. Property.
Oh, there was a deal of property involved. I think not only through us in Exeter, but others in London, sir, and the North, I believe.
I will be taking the train.
Mr. Harker, to Whitby.
It is not an easy matter.
Nay, lad, I'm not prying into your business. I had knowledge of your late master and liked what I heard. So, if you say it's a matter of urgency, it is. And Billington, and Hampton are at your service.
You're more than generous.
I have in my office a box or two of papers, relevant, I believe. I must admit, some of the letters are a mite strange.
We thought as much in our office, too.
You met him, then, this Count Dracula person?
I met him, yes.
Very well, Mr. Harker. Mum's the word, I see.
No, sir, no need between colleagues, of course. I see here that the cargo the Count arranged for was billed as 50 cases of common earth to be used for experimental purposes. 50 cases?
Aye, it was a lot, I know. And main heavy they were, too, by all accounts.
The ship they came on?
Strange business, that. I think you'd best talk to the harbour master, Billy Dawson. You'll find him in the Mariners, on the quayside. And you can tell him Percy Billington sent you on.
You've been most generous, Mr. Billington.
You seem agitated, sir, about the business. I don't understand why 50 cases of common or garden earth should be cause for agitation.
Nor would it be, sir, if that were all that was in those cases.
At last to the wheel, Mr. Harker. And his face, I swear. What? I never do have to see such a face again on any man, alive or dead. He looked to have seen the bottom of hell.
And the cases?
Released to customs and excises, they should be, and gone on their way. Not sorry, neither.
On their way?
Ask Johnny Griggs at the station. Station master should know what go through his place, I'd think. Now, you said something about a pint.
I did, and so you shall.
A pint of best over here, if you please.
Cases come to my notice when the carter brung them down.
Where were they bound?
Well, I noticed it because the porters grumbled so as they shifted them. I thought then they'll need to pay a price to shift him on, London. Hey, Carter Patterson for most. They'll know where they went after that. Glad to be shut of them, that's the truth. After they was all stacked in the wagon, one of the men said, rum do all that. Rum do. Sort of chill in the air. Hey, you could ask in London office of Carter Patterson, sir.
I have a telegram from Jonathan Harker.
What's the news? Is he coming to join us? I know someone would be a mite glad to see him.
After he's done a little more investigation.
Oh, it seems, Mina, that your husband fancies himself as Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
I wish he would join us, gentlemen. I feel, well, I do miss him.
Ma'am, of course you miss him. A new husband. We're sure we understand. He won't be long away, will he, John?
It seems not. He has some news.
Tell us, if you please, John.
Yeah, do tell.
I will read it. I saw one of the men who brought the cases on.
I am satisfied it is all of them. They were brought... what did the man say? Honest, Gov, the house was rum, all right. Ain't been touched in 100 years. Dust so thick you might have slept in it and not hurt your bones none. You might have smelled old Jerusalem in it. The old chapel.
Took the cake. A chapel? Yes, a chapel. Where, you may ask?
Tell us.
In the house beyond the wall of this asylum. There, we are neighbours.
Do you have all the papers, Mina?
More reading is not exactly my style, you know.
I have made copies for all of you, and Professor Van Helsing begged you all to take the time to read them so that you were all aware of the situation. Even the American man of action, he said.
What a lucky fellow her husband is.
I think we had best begin our task, Quincy, before the good professor arrives.
When are we going to take a look-see at the house next door? I mean, if we know there were boxes brought from the ship, we should take a look at least. Surely.
John said he'd look into that, so I think we may have some, what would you call it, action this evening.
I never was one to sit and read when the action began. So, let's get to this. My God. What have we got here? What do we have here?
Welcome to my house.
Horrors, my friend.
Welcome.
Count Dracula?
I am Dracula.
Please!
Damn it. There's a man there in the shadow with a bag.
This is filth indeed. Vile stuff. Vile.
Read on. Read it all. We must know it all, my friend.
Mrs. Harker, are you happy to be here?
I am happy to be with the friends of dear Lucy, yes. I shall be happier when my husband joins me.
Ah, yes.
But this garden is a peaceful place.
Yes. Those patients we permit some liberty love it.
I should think the calm of it good for their poor minds. I had a favor to ask you.
Ask it?
I wanted to see your patient, Mr. Renfield. When I was copying your diary, the entries about him interested me so much. May I?
I have to warn you, he is not used to ladies, Mrs. Harker.
I am not used to lunatics, Dr. Seward.
Very well. Shall we go to him now? Renfield?
Hmm?
Renfield, a lady would like to see you. A friend of mine, Mrs. Harker.
Why?
Well, she is in the house and wants to see everyone in it.
Oh, very well. Let her come in. Let the lady come in.
Mina, be careful. He will see you, but if you feel for a moment uneasy, get to the door, and I will make sure you can get out. Now, don't be afraid.
I am not afraid, John. Not at all. Come. Good evening, Mr. Renfield. You see? I know you. Dr. Seward has told me of you.
You're not the girl the doctor wanted to marry, are you? You can't be, you know. For she's dead.
She was a dear friend of mine, Mr. Renfield.
Then I am sorry for you. And for the doctor, of course. They say he'd make a good husband.
I'm sure he would. I have a husband of my own.
Then what are you doing here?
My husband and I are staying on a visit with Dr. Seward.
Don't stay.
But why ever not?
Renfield, how did you know I wanted to marry?
What an asinine question.
I don't see that at all, Mr. Renfield.
You will, of course, understand, Mrs. Harker, that when a man is loved and honoured, as our host is, everything regarding him is of interest to our little community.
Yes, of course.
He's loved not only by his household and his friends, but even by his patients, who, being some of them hardly in mental equilibrium, are apt to distort causes and effects. Since I have been myself the inhabitant of a lunatic asylum, I cannot but notice that the sophistic tendencies of some of its inmates lean towards the error of non causa and ignoratio elenchi.
Professor Van Helsing?
Uh-huh.
You're expected, sir.
I am aware of it, my friend. Dr. Seward is at home?
Him and the others and the lady.
Ah, so. I can find my way up to the house. I thank you.
Good night, sir.
He'll tell you I used to fancy that life was a perpetual and positive entity, and that by consuming a multitude of live things, one might infinitely prolong life. He will tell you I even tried to take a human life.
No, I cannot believe that.
You must. The doctor here was the man. I believed I could strengthen my vital powers by the assimilation of his blood. For the blood is the life. True, Doctor?
True. But Mrs. Harker may be upset.
Mrs. Harker should hear me. She should.
I have heard you, Mr. Renfield. With great interest, sir. I hope I may see you often. Under auspices pleasanter to yourself.
Well then, goodbye, my dear. I pray God I may never see your sweet face again. May he bless you and keep you.
We are fortunate gentlemen to have among us a lady of such talents. Madame Mina is not only to act as our secretary and to write out the records of our proceeding as she has. You have read them all?
Yes.
Good. Mr. Harker, you did famous work in finding the route taken by those cargoes from the Count. We are all pledged to destroy the evil they bring with them.
Absolutely.
This is no part for a woman, no. Oh, no, Mina, my dear child, even if not harmed, her heart may fail in so much and so many horrors. Mm.
I know what these dangers are, sir. I wrote the records, copied the diaries, hurt my dear husband.
My shame.
Oh, no, my dear, no shame.
No shame indeed. I would not expose you, Mina, dear girl, to any further dangers, and tomorrow I must ask that you take no more part in the matter.
Yes.
So, final act for you. Make record of this meeting, if you please.
Not more jawing, man. Let's be doing something. We know the house next door is empty, apart from this cargo of crates of earth. So, let's go look see.
Always the American way, eh? Jump with the feet open and eyes shut, as you say. Let me tell you something. Vampires do exist. Even had we not proofs from our own experiences, the teaching of the past tell us so. I could never believe until the proofs were as thunder in my ears. Alas, they do not die once they sting, but sting and grow more and more powered. A vampire is strong as 20 men, cunning more than mortal, for it grows by ages. He have the power of necromancy and is a devil without a heart. He may direct the elements, storm and fog and wind, and can command rats and owl and bat. He can grow and become small. Sometimes he vanish and come unknown. It is a terrible task we undertake.
We have to destroy them. We must.
Yes, sure. We must. If it exists, we can destroy it.
If we fail, then our fate is to be as him. Foul things in the night, a blot on the face of God's sunshine. I'm old, and those days of sunshine and roses are behind me. They are to come for you yet. If we fail, remember, we will be as dear Lucy was, with no dear friend to release us.
I am with you, Professor Van Helsing. Mina and I are both with you, sir.
Count me in. Let's get to it.
I'm with you, of course. For dear Lucy's sake.
Can we count on me?
Good. Good. He lives on blood. He cannot die by the passing of time. They can grow younger if the blood be young. He throw no shadow and has no reflection. A wolf he may be, or a bat, as you saw him, Madame Mina.
Yes.
He can come on moon rays like dust and reassemble himself as whole man as he likes. He can see in the dark.
Does he have anything going against him?
As far as I understand the question, yes. He may not enter anywhere unless someone of the household bid him. Then he may come and go as he please. He can only cross running water at slack or full of the tide. There is a legend in Hun literature, and Slav also, that say he hate garlic and also the crucifix. A branch of wild rose on his coffin may keep him there. A stake through him and the head cut off. Dear, no. No, to cut off the head will give him peace. So, we find, we destroy.
Yes.
This one we hunt, is from the researches I have done and through my friend Arminius of Budapest, is Voivode Dracula.
Say, come on. Get to it, please.
As to point, yeah. Indeed. We trace each box and then deal with each and every one.
Very well.
So, this night we can begin. Madame Mina, please, now, you have done enough when you have written up the report of this meeting. By tomorrow, much may have been achieved. So, we will wish you good night.
Good night, Mrs. Harker.
Good night, Mrs. Harker. Don't be afraid for us, my dear.
So like men to assume I can just go to my bed and sleep while you all... Oh, very well. Dear Jonathan, take care. And know I love you. Good night.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Yes?
Sir, Dr. Seward, I have a message for you, sir.
We are very busy at the moment, Adams.
Renfield begged me to ask for 2 minutes of your time, sir. He is very insistent, sir. Upset, it seems.
You must go to him, John, of course.
I'd like to come along and see the man again. I've read so much about
him.
Yes,
it. Yes. Very well. We shall come to him. Warn him that some friends of mine wish to...
Yes, sir.
I come with friends, Mr. Renfield.
Dr. Seward. Gentlemen, I'm honoured. You must forgive the circumstances. Lord Godalming, I believe.
Indeed I am, sir.
I had the honour of seconding your father for the Wyndham. A much-loved and honoured gentleman. I grieve with you in his death.
You remember Quincy Morris?
How do you do, sir?
Mr. Morris, you should be proud of your state, sir. Its reception into the Union will do honour to both.
John, I thought...
You thought me mad. I am, from time to time. I have to beg you, Dr. Seward, to let me free. Please, to let me go free from here now, tonight. Instantly away from here.
I'm afraid I cannot do that.
You must. You must do it. You have to do it. I beg you. Let me go free. I will do anything for you, but I must not stay here in this house.
You are quite safe here, Renfield. Perfectly safe.
I may be safe in your eyes. Others may not. I know things. I have seen things. Promised things. Time presses. The moment of our death is closer and closer, and I would die. And please... Please let me. No?
No, sir. Impossible.
I cannot tell you my reasons, but be assured they are noble, honorable, good, and unselfish. If you but let me go, you would count on me as one of your friends. If you but knew why.
Tell me the reason. Tell me the true reason, and I undertake Dr. Seward will let you go.
Professor.
I have nothing to say. I'm not my own master in the matter. If I am refused, then the end of my responsibility lies there.
My friends, I'm sorry, Renfield.
I entreat you. Send me keepers with whips, chains, manacle me, straitjacket me, bind me with irons. By all you hold sacred, I beg you from the depths of my soul. By all you hold dear, by all you love, take me out of this and save my soul from guilt. I am sane. I'm no lunatic in a mad fit. I'm a sane man fighting for his very soul. Let me go. 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 Then do me the justice to remember I did try to convince you tonight. Master. 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 I am coming.
Oh, Jonathan. Dear Jonathan, oh, love you. Love.
In manus tuas, Domine.
Good. Very good. Now we go forward together. No separate things.
Damn if I'd like to go off alone. It has the feel of a tomb about it.
Indeed, it is just so. A tomb. A temporary resting place. Now come, keep the crucifix again, each of you, about your neck and the flowers of garlic, however they smelled. Keep them close and keep within the light of the lantern.
Say, Professor, I see you got a life preserver and a good old Colt.
I have the gun for other dangers, should there be any. It will not stop the undead. Are we ready?
Yes.
So, you have the plan of the building, John?
Yes. And I know the general shape of the house. It's filthy. And no footprints in the dust. So no one has been here for a long time.
Sherlock Holmes, indeed.
John, lead us to the chapel.
Rats. Here.
God, how I hate rats. I remember once, down the Orinoco...
Shh, here. This nailed door, the chapel door.
Now, we open and go inside, and there we shall see.
Good Lord above! Did you ever see so many, so big, like cats?
I once saw a pack of these tear down a full-grown bullet with bones in 5 minutes flat.
We must, above all, we must count the boxes left here. So, hurry, hurry! Here! They're here!
The smell reminds me. I don't want to get any closer. Look at my cards.
Easy now, Harker. Easy, my boy.
Carlton, I stay here with our so brave friend.
Jonathan Harker, my boy.
Sorry. Scared silly. Bit of a coward, as I told you.
Oh, no, sir. As brave a man as I know, to come here when you have seen what you have seen and have, but oh, no. A brave man.
Hurry!
These rats are multiplying. Look at them. Waves of them.
Come, my friends. Let's get out of this station. Hurry now, hurry.
Shut the door! The door!
In those rats, you see something of the power of the undead. Now, how many boxes are left?
I counted 12 down the west side.
Only 7 up the aisle.
John? 10 in the side chapel.
It's 29 out of 50. So, we have inquiries to make, Jonathan Harker, from your friends, the Carters and the London solicitors. We must hunt down the rest. We must. So, come home to rest.
No, please. Master, please. Come to the window. Yes. Eyes. Red eyes in a dark mist. Show me. Show me like you used to show me. Send me flies to eat and birds. Blood. Show me. Oh, yes, rats, thousands of lives, and cats too, and... I like pale people, people with blood in them, blood, and life in each of them. Promise me, Master, if I let you into me, promise me. Come in, Lord and Master. No, stay here, Master, stay, not her, no, you promised.
Her, sweet blood, hers.
No, I must stop you, Master.
You begged me to come in, my friends. Now I may have whatever I want here. Your neck, your blood. Oh, that white neck. Her sweet breath. The pulsing blood at her throat. Mine, Madame Mina. Mine.
In episode 6 of Dracula, written by Bram Stoker and adapted for radio by Nick McCarty, the cast was as follows. Van Helsing was played by Finlay Welsh, Dr. Seawood by Peter Blythe, Mina by Phyllis Logan, and Jonathan Harker by Bernard Holly. Pensniff was played by John Shedden, Billington by Raymond Ross, Old Billy by Ronnie Aitken, and Quincy by Paul Burchard. Arthur Homewood was played by Crawford Logan, Renfield by David McHale, and Adams by Tom Smith, with a guest star appearance by Frederick Jaeger as Count Dracula. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The theme and incidental music was composed and created by Malcolm Clark in the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The producer in our Edinburgh studios was Hamish Wilson.